Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am your host for this fabulous, fabulous program. Never has there been a program like this, emanating from Riverside, California, and, of course, around the world, because these programs are archived on my website. Ladies and gentlemen, some very important issues today. We're going to begin by talking about exorcism, and then after that we're going to talk about forgiveness and other topics. This is a very important program. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor, and I talk about the spiritual side of life in a way that perhaps you've never heard it talked about before, because I understand these sort of things. That's not to say that other people don't understand them too, but what you find, ladies and gentlemen, you find so often, and that is that people who have understanding are modest people. You know, it could be someone just living in your neighborhood, some quiet, nice lady there. She has understanding. She has an understanding heart. And she's not the type to go forward and self-promote herself and move up in the world and become a big mover and shaker. The ones that move up in the world, that become the movers and shakers, that get the degrees and then lord it over you with knowledge, they tend to be the big egos. And one thing is certain, and that is that when people have a great big giant ego, it somehow precludes understanding. That's what it does. In fact, you can see it in your own life. When you're prideful, when you're puffed up with pride, you don't have any understanding. Either when you're puffed up and full of yourself, you know, or when you're resentful, when you're sitting around resentful and judgmental, an understanding goes out the window. So, I have understanding, and fortunately here I am. So take advantage of this program, because you may not hear another program like this. See, you may not hear another program like this. Now let's begin by talking about exorcism. The reason I want to talk about exorcism briefly is because there's a new movie out, and it's called The Devil Within. It was very popular. Its first weekend, it was a big box office hit. And so I want to mention a couple of things about exorcism. It's a fascinating topic, to be sure. But there are two extremes. The one extreme is for it to be portrayed as something that's silly and weird and foolish and, you know, something off the wall. And that possession doesn't really happen, and so on. And the other extreme is people who claim to be, you know, exorcists and go around and claim to do it. Then some of them, a large portion of them, are actually just, I don't know what they're doing, but they, you know, it's all emotions and excitement and big. You know, it's like people that that are supposedly speaking in tongues, and you see them babbling and quacking like geese and barking like dogs. Or you remember that holy laughter movement where people would laugh and roll around on the floor? They call them holy rollers, I think. That used to be an old expression. So they make a mockery of it, see? So between the naysayers and the ones that are totally cynical of it, see, on the one hand, and those who make a mockery, who give it a bad name on the other, it makes it appear that there's nothing to it. However, there is such a thing as possession. There is such a thing as possession, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, the inflow of evil into people happens often a little at a time, very little at a time. And so it is a real thing, and I want to give you a resource. If you are interested in the topic, which a lot of people are, that's why I'm bringing it up, because of the movie, I'll give you a resource after this announcement. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland. It's a very special program. Yes, indeed, partial possession, perfect possession. There are people who are perfectly possessed by the devil. And those people who are perfectly possessed, you wouldn't even know it, you see them and they're just like anybody else. The only difference is that they're perfectly possessed. Now, what did I want to say? I want to give you a resource. But first, I want to say that if you would like to not have anything to do with evil, then may I recommend a couple of things. First of all, may I recommend that you not resent other people. One of the ways a lot of people become a little bit pissed. Yes, they do. They become a little bit possessed. And how does that happen? Well, there are a lot of different ways, but perhaps the main way that it begins, where we open ourselves up to evil. You know, everybody knows you're not supposed to, mess around with Ouija boards, and you're not supposed to do tarot cards, and you're not supposed to go to fortune tellers, and all that sort of thing. We know we're not supposed to do that. We know we're not supposed to do that, so, stay away from that stuff. But then a lot of people don't know that resentment is a way of opening ourselves up to unwholesome influences, let's put it that way. So therefore, we think that it's okay to resent this person, resent your mom a little bit, resent your dad, resent your brother, resent your sister, resent the person in the office next to you, resent somebody in church, resent your neighbor for this and resent your neighbor for that. We think that's okay. But what resentment is it's hatred. It's a little bit of hatred. It's a sneaky little bit of hatred. And hate opens the door to negativity and to unwholesome influences. See, a little bit of hate and usually anger, right? Or hostility. Next time you're resentful, notice how negative your thoughts are. Where do those thoughts come from, incidentally? Where do those thoughts come from? If they were your thoughts, you should be able to control them at will or stop them at will. Did you ever think about that? No. See? So if you become really resentful or really angry, just notice how awful your thoughts are, how negative they are, how destructive they are, how hateful they are. And so that should be a warning to you. Let go of resentment. Let go of resentment. Don't resent anybody, would you please, especially your parents. That's how it starts. That's normally how the process of our falling away from the good and becoming penetrated by evil begins, with resentment. So let the resentment go and don't resent your parents, okay? All right. Now I'd like to give you the resource. If you are interested in the topic and you want something that's a good resource, not something that's off the wall or flaky or what have you, then may I recommend you get the book Hostage to the Devil by Malachi Martin. That's Hostage to the Devil by Malachi Martin. Mr. Malachi Martin was a Catholic priest, and he did exorcisms. In fact, he was a consultant to the original movie The Exorcist. A very nice man. He's passed away. The book is called Hostage to the Devil, The Possession and Exorcism of Five Contemporary Americans. And he makes the point in his book. It's a real page-turner because he tells the story of how these people came to be possessed, and how, and then the exorcism itself. But he makes the point that there are wrong ideas in contemporary society that tend to strip away our protection and open the door to the inflow of evil into people. And I've already alluded, he makes his points in the book, so I'll let you get the book and get it at the library or get it at Amazon or something. But I want to continue with the discussion of how to protect yourself. How to protect yourself. Number one, don't resent people. Don't resent people. If you become aware of the fact that you have a problem with resentment, then realize that it's not a good thing, and it's not an innocent little thing. Yes, you can resent people, and most people do, and yes, you have a right to resent. But if you do, what you're doing is you're hating, and when you hate, you open yourself up to evil. I know a lady who resented her husband. That's how it started. See, she brought some baggage into the marriage. Her father hadn't been there for her, so she had been abused by men to some extent. Not a great deal, but somewhat. Then she married a man, and he was a decent guy, but she resented him. She resented him. And then she began to take some psychiatric meds. I think she took, what was it? You know, this was many years ago, some kind of tranquilizer type meds. Sleeping pills and tranquilizers, you know, antidepressants of the time. This was many years ago. And before you know it, she became like a demon, full of hate, full of paranoia, full of hostility, see, and suspicion, and filled with evil, mean things to say. Now, what do you think was happening? What do you think was happening? Well, it was a resentment. It was a resentment of her husband. It was the hate that opened the door, and then the drugs didn't help. See, they didn't help. They didn't help. Drugs do not help. And so the doorway to possession is through sin. Okay, and there are many, many types of sin, many varieties of sin. And people say, well, what is sin? Well, it's whatever tends to separate us from God. It's whatever is forbidden, and whatever separates us from God and from His will and from His love, see? So eating potato chips could be a sin. Eating potato chips, eating junk food could be the doorway, to possession. See? Marijuana, etc., etc. Okay? Because we're dealing with forces that are so subtle, so very, 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 very subtle. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have made an excellent point. If you get no other point from this recording today, it is don't resent other people. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, TRUJILLO. Box E2-1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282-1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I hope you're enjoying today's program. The topic is possession and exorcism. Now, I want to continue with the topic. I said that there are many, many, many different types of sin, and any sin that separates you from God and from His will and from His love. See, God has a will, and then the devil has his will. Now, let's look at the let's not talk about possession right now. Let's just talk about how people go downhill in their life, how they start off sweet and innocent and happy and carefree, and then years later you look at them and they're full of hate or a mess of some sort, one way or the other, financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually, relationships, whatever. They're a mess. What happened? What happened? Well, it begins, like I said, often with resentment of our parents. Never mind if your parents weren't perfect. Never mind if they weren't, if they didn't do you right. Most parents are halfway decent. They do the best they can, but they too, see, are victims. Just see that everybody is a victim, and then you won't hate them. But we resent our parents, and then we resent other people. And then here come some faulty ideas. See, faulty ideas. Ideas like smoking marijuana and taking drugs and premarital sex and all that sort of thing, promiscuity. And then there is music, the inappropriate use of music and entertainment. See, some music is better than other music, but music, see, music. What does music do? Music serenades the person. It serenades your ego. See, it makes you feel great and good. It commiserates you. It feels sorry for you. It builds you up. It excites you. See, it plays upon the emotions. See, so emotions, getting high. See, some kind of a high, the high of drugs, the high of feeling mighty, the high of hate. See, there are different kinds of highs. Those are all not good for you. So you have someone who resents her parents, she has promiscuous sex, she hates, ends up hating men. See, then she falls into the hands of other people who suggest this and that to her that's not the real answer. One thing leads to another, and see, before long she starts hearing voices that tell her that she's ugly and that everybody hates her. See, where did these voices come from? Where do they come from? See? Well, see, we need to close the door on all of these dark things. Close the door upon them. And how can we do that? Well, like I said, don't resent other people. That's one thing. And learn to, was it Blaise Pascal, the famous Frenchman, who said all evil comes to pass by people not sitting quietly in their room? Learn to say no, or learn to let the temptations pass. You don't have to go out and get drunk on Friday night. You don't have to go get stoned. You don't have to smoke marijuana. You don't have to take, you know, illegal drugs. And you don't have to indulge in gossip. See, you don't have to hate other people. See, there's a lot of things you don't have to do. You don't have to get involved in their foolishness. When you see foolishness, and just quietly back away, quietly leave, take leave. Make an excuse if you have to. Say, oh, I don't feel well, I got to go home. Just don't get involved with the foolishness. Don't hate other people. And when you hear strange ideas, you know, God doesn't exist and blah, 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 just let them go in one ear and out the other. Pay them no mind, and you'll be safe.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am the radio pastor. And what I would like for you to do is to take heed to what I have to say and realize that this is serious business. No, I'm not trying to scare anybody, and I'm not trying to be overly dramatic. I'm just saying that there's more to life than just eating and drinking and smoking and working and so on. There's a spiritual dimension. And when you cross over the line, see, when you don't listen to your parents and you go against their wishes, if you have halfway decent parents, like I said, maybe they're not perfect, but they're halfway decent, and they ask you not to go out after midnight or, you know, that sort of thing, and you disobey them, you go against them, see. Where did these wrong ideas come from? Ideas of disobeying your parents, ideas of, you know, doing naughty things. And you know what naughty is very well. You very well know what naughty is. Where do these ideas come from, that it's okay to be naughty, that it's okay to thumb your nose at what is right and what is proper? See? Where do these ideas come from? Well, they certainly don't come from someone who has your best interests at heart. Not at all. See? But I tell you truly, ladies and gentlemen, how easy it is to smirk and to mock those who are decent and proper, those who are conservative and solid and steady and, you know, live a quiet life in all godliness and honesty. How easy it is to mock them, and how easy it is in the United States, where we have some freedom, to go off and do your own darn thing, to do your own to thumb your nose at what is proper and live a naughty lifestyle. See, it's very easy to do. But I tell you that when you do, you're crossing over a line. You're crossing over a line. See, and you're crossing over that line to your peril. Okay? Now, what else did I want to tell you? Oh, yes, I wanted to mention the meditation. The meditation. See, remember how I said if you eat to deny, if you eat to deny your conscience, if you eat to deny the fact that you resent your mom, or you resent your father, or you resent your husband, or you're not living your life properly, if you eat to deny that, or you drink to deny it, or you party, or you listen to music to deny it, even if you listen to not nice music to deny it, see, you're moving away from what is true. You're moving away from what you know in your heart. You're moving away from God. See how that works? The farther you move from Him, the more you are, you're not in a good place. Let's put it that way. So would you like to come back? Would you like to start coming back? All right. Well, what you can do is, first of all, like I said, not resent. And then the other thing is you can practice the meditation. What does that teach you to do? The meditation teaches you to sit quietly and to become aware. Remember, people drink to deny. They drink to be unaware. They take drugs to be unaware. They party to be unaware. They work, 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 and are busy, busy, busy to be unaware. They make excuses to be unaware. See? Always to deny the truth, to be unaware, to not admit they're wrong. Well, if you start going the other way, if you move toward conscience, toward realizing error, toward reality, toward what you know in your heart is right, and you're moving in the right direction, and the meditation assists you in that endeavor. That's all. It's very simple. And I have it at my website where you can listen to it for free.
This is Roland.
It's obvious to searching and sensitive people that what we have here is the real deal. We help people find their intuition and become friends with conscience. Helping people awaken to the reality of inner truth and restoring them to the God of conscience is my gift to you. But I must take a moment to ask for help in return. We're in desperate need of someone to sponsor our airtime. It's a miracle that I'm still here after 18 years. But in order to continue, we need help in a big way. We're in special need of someone who can give a large gift of $1,000 or more. If you have been blessed in your life, and especially if you are blessed to be able to hear and respond to truth, then helping us to stay on the air would be a noble way of expressing your gratitude. If you've ever thought of helping us, now is the time to do so. Your gift will make a difference. You will actually be helping others by sponsoring this program and keeping it on the air so that it will be there for people. If you would like to help, make your check payable to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. To give a gift by credit card, log on to commonsensecounseling.org and click on the donate button. Gifts are not tax deductible, but your reward will be in heaven, as the old saying goes. Thank you.
Yes, start moving back to innocence, back to sweetness, back to wholesomeness, back to goodness. Get the meditation. Why don't you visit my website, commonsensecounseling.org. That's www.commonsensecounseling.org. Or if you can't find it, well, just Google my name and Common Sense Counseling, and you'll find it. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. I've been around a long time. I've been on the air 22 years. I know a lot. I've written 12 books. I've got resources to help you, most of which are free. Take advantage of them. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.